listening to the Real Truth Broadcast, which comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you're a part of our congregation, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a real blessing to you today. We open the musical part of our broadcast service with the Way of Truth singer singing for us, Be Strong and Firmly Trust.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempted luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and hour. Be strong and firmly trust in God through every care. Be true when fairly stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed. The arm of strength to yield unto the tempting throng. For God is always strong and true to help and keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust in God through every. And with His grace and strength be blessed. He is our rock, our tower high, and to the meek He giveth grace. A shield He is to them that trust, a joy of those who seek His face. Strong and firmly trust in God through every care. Be true when fearless stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed. He will forsake you not, He says, but the pleasantness He'll guide. Be strong and firmly trust in God through every care. Be true and fearless stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will use us and use our broadcast to make it a blessing to each and to every one. We're so thankful that you have your eye upon each one. You love each one, you care for each one, and we're praying that you'll minister to them and to their needs. So get glory through our broadcast service today and bless this precious people. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to take time to share portions of mail that we have received, and we want to say that we deeply appreciate those who do take time to let us hear from them and to know that our broadcast is a blessing to them. Brother Alvin, I wanted to say that I especially was edified and comforted by the beautiful singing of the men's quartet and sermon that you brought. I am thankful to be able to hear the wonderful words of life that you teach. And that's from a sister out in the state of Oklahoma. Good evening. I just listened to your radio broadcast on Matthew 24. I really loved that broadcast and would share it with friends. Please, I would love to have the booklet on why the millennial doctrine is not biblical. Another, I have enjoyed your broadcast tonight. God bless you in all you do. And another, heard your program on WJSW, Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. Would like to have the message sent on my computer if you could. I am 86 and have been a Christian for years. Thank you. And thank all of you who do let us hear from you. And the Lord willing, we'll be giving you our mailing address at the close of today's broadcast. Our subject for today's broadcast, Lift Up a Standard for the People. And we will be reading from Isaiah chapter 62, beginning with verse 1. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamb that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hesbah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall the sons of the marry thee, And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. That's reading down through verse 10, and verse 10 is our text, and we will read it again. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. A standard is any figure or object, especially a flag or banner, used as an emblem or symbol of a leader, a people, or a military unit. That's one definition. Another, something established for use as a rule or basis of comparison in measuring or judging capacity, quantity, content, extent, value, or quality. The Church of God stands high above all else in the religious world. There is a reason for this. Number one, she is blood bought. Number two, Christ is her head. Number three, all her members are redeemed, saved from sin. Number four, Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. John 10 and 9. So God's church includes all the redeemed throughout the world. The church has a standard. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Psalm 60 and 14. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Psalm 93:5. A standard is a banner which identifies you, and our banner is holiness. Watchmen are to gather out the stones, in other words, that which would cause the saints to stumble, and they are to lift up a standard for the people, according to our text 62 and 10 of Isaiah. The standard is not the problem. The problem is some are not willing to accept and live the standard. Some are trying to pull down God's standard. Depart from God's standard, and you depart from Him. And let me repeat that. You depart from God's standard, and you depart from Him. Vain worship, lip service, just taking the name Christian, does not make one a member of God's church. And it does not mean that they are a Christian. Some want to lower the standard so we can win more people. Win them to what? To win people to a religious sect does not make them a Christian, and it does not win them to Christ. We need to understand, to be a true Christian, you will not fit in with the world, with the present society. We are in the world, but not of the world. So we read in 1 John chapter 2, so we read in the Word of God, spoken by Jesus. And then in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, 16, and 17, we read, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." The love of the world will take you or separate you from God. But the world's going to pass away with the works thereof, and they that dwell therein. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Just because someone comes into a place of worship and hears the gospel preached and will not accept it does not mean that the standard is wrong. It does not mean that the watchman should lower the standard. Continue to hold up the standard. Be firm and steadfast. "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." And those are the words of Jesus in his prayer to the Heavenly Father, as recorded in John 17 and 14. "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." So just because someone rejects and refuses to accept the standard does not mean that that standard is wrong, and it does not mean that it should be changed. Jesus Christ was not crucified by people who loved the standard that he preached or the things that he taught. The religious people in Jerusalem especially, the high priests and those, they hated him because he uncovered their hypocrisy and exposed their mere religious forms, for they had a form of godliness, but they denied the power thereof. And so they hated him, they plotted against him, and they finally succeeded in crucifying him. Not because they loved him, not because they loved the truth, not because they loved his message, but because they hated it. And it should not be surprising today that Christians who really are Christians and live the gospel are not accepted by the world, because they are not of the world. If we were of the world would love its own. But because we are not of the world will hate us just like it hated Jesus. And Jesus is the one that said that. "If they hated me, they will hate you also." But again, that doesn't mean the truth should be changed or the standards should be lowered. Listen to the Apostle Paul. "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Therefore, beloved, cleanse yourself of all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Anything that is condemned by the word of God for the flesh is filthiness of the flesh. Anything that the word of God condemns for the spirit is filthiness of the spirit. The Apostle John said we should try the spirit to see whether they be of God or not, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. He said that we are of God. We know that we are of God, and the world, everyone that is of God heareth us, but those that are of the world will not hear. They will not listen. The things of God are spiritually discerned. The carnal mind does not comprehend. They do not grasp. They do not see. They do not understand the things of God. You must be spiritually minded to comprehend spiritual things, for they are spiritually discerned. The Apostle Peter said, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of living, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holiness. We read in the book of Hebrews, follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. There are multitudes of religious people today that fight the idea of living holy, and they insist that no one can live holy. But the Bible teaches us that if we're going to be true disciples of Christ, we are to live holy lives. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of living, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. The word of God does not require, God does not require anything of us but what he will give us the grace to carry it out. God is not an unreasonable God. He's not an unjust God. And he does not demand of us that which is impossible. But he has told us in his word, my grace is sufficient for you. The apostle Paul suffered many things, shipwreck, beaten, and false brethren, and a lot of other things that he suffered. But he also said, none of these things move me. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Therefore, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me, and not for me only, but for all them that love his appearing. The apostle Paul went about after he was converted. It is true that while he was Saul the persecutor, he tried to destroy the church of God and waste it. But whenever he met the Master on the road to Damascus, and the Lord changed him, took out the heart of stone, gave him a heart of flesh, and gave him a revelation of the truth, Paul was staunch and steadfast for it, and he said, none of these things move me. And, beloved, we need to have the very same determination that we will not be moved. Our text says, lift up a standard for the people. And that is the responsibility of all of God's watchmen. Now, in olden times when they had walls around the cities and they would place watchmen on those walls, the watchman was to blow the trumpet. If he saw the sword coming, he was to blow the trumpet and warn the people. But if he refused to blow the trumpet when he saw the enemy coming, the Bible says that the people would be carried away in their sins, but I will require their blood at the watchman's hands. But if the watchman blows the trumpet and warns the people, and they do not take heed, the word of God said, their blood shall be upon their own head. And so today we are told through the prophet Isaiah, lift up a standard for the people, preach the truth, and be not moved by the fact that some people reject it and fight it and oppose it. The word of God is forever settled in heaven, and the word has been given to us to live by. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, I did not set the standard. I was called to live it and to preach it. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, and you can also join us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and then our Wednesday evening service at 7, and they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin Craig inviting you to be with us next week when we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Sacrifice.